Be faithful in sports ministry. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. The servant of God is called to be faithful. Paul closes his final letter to Timothy with 9 commands. Preach, be urgent, reprove, rebuke, encourage, be sober, endure, watch, win over. He admonished these commands to the young preacher. It is almost a passing of the spiritual baton from one ending ministry to one beginning ministry. He issues these imperatives to Timothy, and it serves as an example of how these commands can be fulfilled. The apostle uses these two pictures to illustrate his death. The first image comes from the sacrificial system of Israel, where a drink offering accompanies the sacrifice. Paul considered his death with the word eide spendomai. Using the present tense made it seem as if his death had already begun. Continuing to use the verbs in the present tense pointed to his death being near. The second image uses a boat being loosed from the dock or a soldier preparing to move a tent. Paul then used 3 more images to communicate his testimony about his ministry. These 3 pictures have been read as 3 different metaphors representing military, sports, and stewardship pictures, respectively. Some have looked at all 3 metaphors as completely athletic. Either way, the emphasis is the same. The first phrase, ton kalon agono ego nisomai, I have fought the good fight, communicates to Timothy the struggle Paul had throughout his life in ministry. Paul challenged Timothy earlier, 1 Timothy 6:12, in a similar way. And now he wanted to encourage the young pastor with his own example of stick-to-itiveness. The second metaphor comes from the foot races of the games. Paul refers often to his ministry as a race, and the present images point to 2 parts of the race. First, Paul looks at his ministry like a marked course. This shows time and purpose. The other aspect is the endurance of having finished the course. He leaves unanswered the question of winner, choosing to so speak of completing his course assignment. The third metaphor, tain pisten tetereka, I have kept the faith, can communicate a few different lessons. The faith represents all aspects of the gospel and Christian doctrine. The faith also is the trust to which Paul was called and had remained faithful. It's all of this, the message and the mission. He kept the message faithfully, and he remained steadfast to the call on his life. So having fought the fight, finished the course, and kept the faith, the final step is the crowning of the winner. Not a crown of leaves, but a crown of righteousness, which already had his name on it. The phrase tais dikaisunes either is a genitive of possession, translated the crown which is the reward of a righteous man, or a genitive of apposition, means that righteousness is the crown, and it speaks of the eternal state given by Christ. This is the positive verdict that Paul is expecting from the Lord, in opposition to the verdict that Paul is expecting from Nero. He is not worried about his fate on earth because he is banking on the day of Christ. Paul offered a last word of encouragement to his students. The reward the apostle expected can also be the reward that Timothy can enjoy by persevering, enduring, and believing.